Welcome to Momstown 365 and our Ask the Expert series. We're here with ASAP Drain Guys and Plumbing. Welcome, Hack, the general manager, and James, the operations manager.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, guys. Okay. Whoever thought interviews on plumbing would be so interesting? I mean, you learn, it's part of our daily lives that we take for granted until something doesn't work. And today we're going to talk about water heater installation and maintenance. And I have stories about water heaters at my house. So first off, well, you guys can direct where we go, but if you get to tankless, I have a story about that. Two stories. And you get to the standard water heaters, I have stories about that. Because when a water heater goes out, you are taking cold showers.
Yeah.
Correct.
And nobody likes cold showers.
Nope.
No one prefers cold showers.
Not even in the summer. You might want to... Oh.
Yeah, people go with the back... They can tolerate a backed up toilet for a day or two, a few days,
but not a cold shower.
That's how spoiled we've become. So,
oh my gosh,
that's how it is nowadays. But water heaters are one of the most important things in any household, basically. So you get instantaneous hot water and you'd want to,
So here's a fun fact. Most people don't realize that, you know, you have to actually take care of your water heater.
Yep, I didn't know that.
So people think, okay, I have a water heater. It's going to work. It works today. It's going to work tomorrow. It's going to work next month.
We forget about
next
it.
Next year.
Correct.
But there's water heater maintenance steps that most homeowners should really follow in order to make sure that you can, you know, increase the longevity of your water heaters. Because guess what? They go bad. Right?
Yeah. Well, so on my water heater, one, I didn't realize it needed to be flushed on a regular basis to get the sediment out.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So as I mentioned in another segment with you guys, my water heater sprung a leak, the standard one, the 50 standard, gallon. Yep. So once I had it installed, I put in black magic marker the date it was installed, the name of ASAP Drain Guys and Plumbing. There's a sticker on there.
Mm-hmm. Correct. We do have stickers that put on our water heaters that we install. Correct.
Because when something goes wrong with your water heater, if you, first of all, put this phone number in your phone under ASAP Plumbing, 760-689-2727. Because you don't want to have to jog your memory, who do I call?
Right.
And when you're standing in front of your water heater and it sprung a leak and you had to turn the water off to the house, you want to stand there and just open up your phone and call the number.
Yeah.
Okay?
Correct.
Put the number somehow, 760-689-2727, on your water heater right now.
Put us on speed dial.
Seriously, because you're going to be flustered. You're going to have water on the ground. You're going to be not sure what to do. I'm telling you, get them out there right away.
And keep up with your maintenance on the water heater. Just because you have a water heater sitting in the garage or in the closet, whatever happens to be in the house, you still need to maintain that water heater. Most manufacturers won't tell you, but some, especially in your case, the tankless water heater, if you don't flush it out, you don't have that record that shows you flushed out that water heater once a year. Most tankless manufacturers will not honor the warranty on the heat exchanger. That's where all the lime buildup builds up in that heat exchanger, all the calcium buildup, and eats up that heat exchanger. That's the most important part of that tankless water heater that you have.
Okay, so it was one, I was supposed to have it flushed in July this summer.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And I had it, and it shut down in August. So you guys came out, and the technician said, with a tankless, do it every 6 months just to be on the safe side.
Depends on where you're at. Once a year is what the manufacturers require. But as long as they're there doing providing you a service on relighting a water heater, whatever the problem happened to be at that time, it'd be a good idea to flush it out and you're okay for 12 months.
Okay.
Typically, 12 months is what the manufacturer wants to see in order to warranty that heat exchanger. On tankless, you typically have about 10, or nowadays they're scaled it up to 15-year warranty. And again, that heat exchanger is very expensive. You don't want that to fail on you and not having records on it as far as repairs goes. So you can go to manufacturer, get the free heat exchanger.
Okay, so I'm going to look into that. So I had one. The first one was installed in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
It failed on 2016. Patrick installed a new one for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's 3 years old. It's been flushed. It comes up with an error code. Does the computerized part of it inside, does that send a record to the manufacturer?
No.
Then
no.
How do I do
all
that?
All that error code tells us is if something goes wrong with that water heater. Each manufacturer has different error codes.
Right.
And one error code may not be same as other manufacturers. So they all have their own little booklet and book that tells you what the error code means.
Yeah, so I have a Noritz.
Noritz. Noritz are a very dependable tankless water heater, and parts are readily available. That's another thing you need to understand. Buy a water heater, either a standard water heater or tankless water heater, that the parts are readily available. You don't want to wait 2, 3, 4, even a week for your parts to arrive. So,
what the heck are you going to do with no water?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what happens with some manufacturers that are out of state and were not able to retrieve the part as quickly as possible. That's why when you call ASAP, we would always recommend installing a good brand name water heater or tankless in your case. And of course, something that's American made in most cases, and something that the parts are readily available that we can work on that water heater as quickly as possible, get your hot water up and running as fast as
We do about, I'd say a third of the calls that we run are water heater related. We do quite a bit of water heater, both tankless and standard. And what we found out is our technicians have gotten really good at consulting and advising on it.
Okay, so tell me what to do with a standard when it comes to the maintenance on the standard. I heard two streams of thought. One, flush it every year. Or don't worry about it. It's going to live the life it's going to live.
No, you have to flush out the water heater, tankless or tanked water heater. Regular standard water heater needs to be flushed out once a year. What happens, all that calcium and lime builds up inside the belly of the water heater. I don't know if you've had this experience or not. Sometimes you stand next to a water heater, it cracks pops. That tells you that the belly of that water heater is full of lime buildup. It needs to be flushed out. And there are ways of flushing it out that typically normal homeowner would not be able to do. It's best to leave it to a licensed professional to take care of that.
Yeah, so I heard that here's another myth. Just hook your hose up and flush out the water. But then I heard one of your plumbers say you really should get the sediment, the stuff.
Correct.
With the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Correct. That is on a tankless. You put the solution in a tankless water heater. But a tanked water heater, there's ways of removing all that debris, because all you have is an opening the size of a 3/4 inch hose bit, basically.
Okay.
That's where all the sediment has to be flushed out of. So by a technician being experienced in this case, he can go in there and let's put it this way. If you flush it out once a year, you won't have that bad of a buildup. But if it's been years, then there are ways of getting that buildup out by fully charging the system and letting the water flush out by force.
Okay, well, another actually very exciting conversation about plumbing. All right, guys, you've been listening to ASAP Drain Guys and Plumbing. Head over to their website.com and put this phone number in your phone, guys, under ASAP Plumbing, 760-689-2727.
Thank you, Mary.